We're going to go ahead and continue our post-race media availabilities. We're joined now by the crew chief from your 2017 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Championship team, Rudy Fugel. Rudy, this is your second Truck Series Championship. You had your first one with Eric Jones in 2015. You've had 21 career NASCAR Camping World Truck Series victories with four different drivers, Kyle Busch, Eric Jones, William Byron, and now Christopher Bell. So a pretty solid record there. Talk us through tonight and what this one means to you.
Yeah, so kind of screwed up qualifying. Missed the second round, qualified 13th. Kind of our only worry of the day. Practice went really well this morning as planned. Then they dropped the green, and he drove to the front. And kind of had a really good truck. And we just tried to stay ahead of the other playoff guys, the P's as we call them. You know, there was times where we were riding, times where that's all we had, and had good pit stops. The race kind of played out easy, where it didn't have to take a wild strategy or anything to get us screwed up. So it worked out well, and everything was smooth sailing.
We'll go ahead and open it up to questions. We'll start right up front here with Reed, please.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Rudy, could you believe that the race went caution-free other than the two-stage breaks there?
Homestead always gets that feel, so it's common, you know, but it's usually there's one blown tire or somebody got way too loose and spun out. So yeah, I was waiting on that. It's 20 to go, and I'm waiting on it and waiting on it and waiting on it. It's like, okay, we got to take tires, and we're not firing off, we're too tight to fire off, you know, so what am I going to do? I don't want to free it up too much. So yeah, I was waiting for that other, you know, ball to drop, but it never did, so it worked out.
Continue on with questions for Rudy. Go right here to Zach Albert.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Rudy, the growth of Bell from last year to this year, what have you seen in him, and has he been any different as he's kind of learned the ropes, I guess, in these last two full seasons?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's it's 3.5 years at KBM, asphalt racing. You know, he was a dirt racer, and he showed up KBM, went super late model racing, and then went truck racing for 2 years. So just see the confidence grow in him and how everything was going. And way less mistakes. You know, last year was full of little mistakes here and then that cost him, you know, and he just learned that, hey, you don't got to push that hard. And he's kind of, you know, it's just a different type of racing than he's used to. So he's definitely grown a ton.
Additional questions for our championship winning crew chief. Go up right up front here to Lee, please.
What kind of job did Hirschman do as a spotter? Because I think it's just normal that when you have a truck as fast as Christopher's, you wouldn't be out front leading. And he just told him, you know, run your pace and don't get involved in the 27. And, you know, I mean, how difficult was that to kind of find that balance?
Yeah, I mean, Hirschman's the smartest spotter in the business, period. He understands everything. He's a you know, he's just really, really good. He deals with Kyle Busch on a regular basis, so he figures out how to deal with the highs and the lows and try to keep it centered up. So he's just really, really good. And I was just keeping him up, Hirschman, at pace of, hey, you know, a 4 second lead, a 6 second lead. You know, even though you're third, you're just looking at how much you're leading by, you know. So we had to pull the reins back pretty hard there a couple times, but it worked out.
Excellent. Rudy, congratulations on the championship and a great season. We look forward to seeing you in Daytona.
Thank you.